I thought I'd drop in. Sorry, puppy. I was feeling down for most of the day. But it's thanks to you that I can feel so happy again. So I came to give you something to say thanks. You've always been there for me, puppy. And I know it may not seem like much, but you've made a world of difference to me. I know things haven't been going well between you and your family and people who disagree with you. I know, puppy, that sometimes you feel like you're the black sheep. It's okay. I understand that feeling. And it's just fine. Even if you are, I'll be a black sheep right next to you. Because you deserve that. To feel so safe and wanted. So happy and not at all sad. I love you, puppy. And maybe you've heard this before, but don't let the bad people get you down. I know maybe nobody's truly bad or good, but it's the people's actions that draw them into this monstrosity of picking on others, of pointing fingers and throwing accusations. There's a million things that you can do in this world. There's billions of them, maybe even trillions, maybe even more. But the point is, you can't go apologizing for things you believe in, things you love. Never do that, okay? You don't have to feel pressured or guilty because you like something, because you believe in it. If it's something that screams you, then don't let anyone take that away from you, okay? I know it's not easy, because that means sometimes stepping on toes. It means sometimes people won't understand you, or maybe they'll judge you really harshly, and it's not fair that it works out that way. But you don't need to give up, okay? And before you say it, I know these are trying times in general. There's probably nobody that isn't going through something. The whole world is messed up sometimes, but it's okay. Because you know what's not messed up? This place within this little hug. You see, when I wrap my arms around you, when I get really close, I can tell everything's gonna be just fine. Because, puppy, I know what it's like to be at the lowest of low. But I also know I can't stay there for very long. Otherwise, what would I be? I'd just be existing, not really making much of my time, and I'd regret it big time. And I definitely don't want you to regret it. Regret is something that weighs heavily on me. Not because I have a lot of it, but because I don't want to. I don't want anyone in this world to feel bad. But I also can't always be selfless. I gotta be selfish with you, puppy. Because I realized, deep, deep down, I give too much to others, and sometimes it gets me in trouble. But I want to give more to you. I want to take more for myself. I want to do things that I love instead of feeling like I always have to do what others want me to. I don't want my life to be this mess of menagerie that everyone just gawks at and looks at and doesn't have any idea of what's inside. I guess it's the blessing and the curse of being someone who's a public figure. But at the same time, I guess what I'm saying is I want you to be happy. I really, truly do. And the only way I can do that is by being a little stubborn and saying, we're gonna do nice things. We're gonna go have fun. We're gonna go do things that we always wanted to do and make a bucket list. Just no bucket at the end of it. We're gonna do everything we always strive to do, because otherwise we'll regret it someday and wish we did it. And I don't want to be that kind of person. And I don't want you to regret the things that you didn't do or the things that you did do. I know what it's like to have those regrets that haunt you like a ghost over your shoulder, but that's not gonna be our life. We're not gonna let it be, okay, puppy? I'll never let things get to that point. And if I have to make the impossible possible, I'll do it. If I have to find the end of that rainbow, then so be it. I'll find the end of 10 of them. I'll never let those odds beat us. Because I know that there's no stopping true love and true care and true feelings. And that at the end of the day, the only way we get our dreams is if we don't give up on each other or ourselves. And I know that's easier said than done, right? It's easy to want to give up. It's hard to continue. But I'll be damned if I don't try every single day trying to make you feel loved, happy, truly blessed. Because if I can't do that, am I really a hero? If I can't make the one person who matters more to me than anything feel safe and happy, then I'm not doing things right. And that's exactly why I take this so serious. Us, puppy. I mean us. Myself. My creed. My dreams. My everything. If I could have just one wish in this world, it would be to make you happy. I know I repeat myself a lot. I know sometimes I may not know what I'm supposed to do, but it's always from the heart. I'm a hopeless romantic, and I'm proud to say that. I'm someone who loves you, and I'm someone who will always love you. And maybe that makes me crazy, but I don't mind being crazy for you, baby. You've made my life so happy, and I want to make yours happy, too. I don't just want it to be a repeat of things. Again and again, life going good and bad and all around the place. It's good that it's chaotic sometimes, but it's definitely not when it's terrible. I don't want you to feel sad, and I know you will sometimes. But the least I can do is actually be there for you. I know there's so many people you want to be there for you that just don't. They don't have the time, or they don't put the effort, or they don't know how to do it. They don't understand you. And that's okay, puppy. Everything's gonna be fine. I promise you, day in, day out, I'm always gonna be there, right there waiting, because I love you. And because I know deep down, puppy, you just need that extra love, that happiness that you always try and strive for. You deserve it. You don't have to do something remarkable in order to be a remarkable person. You don't have to be someone that's so cool that others can't barely even compare. You don't have to be someone extraordinary to be wonderful to me. I know how easy it is to feel down on yourself. To think you're not worth all this, but you are. I promise you are. I would never tell you otherwise because I know. I know how you are. I know who you are, and I know what you've been through. Nobody would go through what you've been through and just be fine. So don't try and be. Just be how you feel. And it's okay if that's not the best, you know? I know what it's like to not be there too, and I'm just happy to be able to have a moment with you. I'm happy to be able to have you smile, and when you do, it makes my whole day, it makes me feel like $1 million, and it makes me feel like I'm gonna be able to reach my dreams, because just like you, I might not be the most perfect individual in the world, but that doesn't make me any less special. You and I, baby, I'm gonna make sure that no matter what this world ends up like, we're gonna be okay together. I know you need to hear these words, and that's why I'm not gonna hold back. You are special. And I don't care who says you're not good enough or who gave you trouble. It's not going to be a problem of that, and what you believe you should never feel bad for. So you don't apologize to them, and you definitely don't change, puppy. You're beautiful and wonderful just the way you are, and you don't need to feel like you're this or that or like you have to be anyone that you're not. You're beautiful, puppy. Gorgeous, even. And I want you to know you always got me. One forehead kiss at a time, right? I could do that all day. You're the one who's asking for it. You were being so stubborn about putting yourself down. Don't do that, okay? It'll make me sad, and I know you don't want to do that. I know you're way too kind to want others to be sad. And I know that there's not much hate in your heart. Or maybe there is, and you didn't share it yet. But even if there is, you're not bad. And I need you to know that. It's not about being good or bad. It's about being you. Nothing else matters to me. You, being happy, being able to be free. That's everything to me, puppy. And I'll love you forever. Just don't think you can pull a fast one on me. Mm-mm. Hey, what did I just say, you dummy? Well, fine, suit yourself then. I'll kiss you back. I love you. So don't worry about the things that you don't know, okay? It's gonna be fine. And I know it may seem like it's dark and bleak, but that's not always a bad thing, you know? Nobody ever said those things are bad just because they seem scary at first. Everything is gonna work out just fine. You're my puppy, and I'll protect you through it all, okay? But not just protect, I'll spoil you. You can't escape me that easy. So don't even try it, you dummy. You're my puppy now, got it? That's what you get.